Is there going to be new construction which will house all these new filters and so on?
They're already in place.
They're in place already?
Yes. Yeah. Everything's already in place.
And you said as far as noise was concerned?
There's a cinder block building that's inside the existing building that contains all this equipment. So it's...
Well, we actually hear the compressors running.
You hear the compressors on the barge?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that noise is not going to increase?
No.
Did you ever think of taking those three white things down on the barge that's permanent?
On the spacer barge?
Yeah.
They're in their lowest position I think they can go now without physically taking them off. I mean, that's,
so you've never...
It's something that could be considered. It hasn't been... You know, the first time it's been brought up, actually. You're thinking of blocking the view?
Yeah.
Remember, Maine DDP threw out Samoset's proposal over twice now for blocking the view, or proposed to block the view with a marina on the other end of the park.
But, quite honestly, one of the issues, there are three nests on those white towers right now.
I was going to bring that up. Yeah, there's osprey nests.
Three osprey nests.
So,
osprey nests.
Osprey nests.
So what are the hours of those pumps of operation?
Which pumps? The seawater?
Yes.
Typically, unless we're down for maintenance, the seawater pumps are running almost continuously.
And the sound of one that is?
It's a minimal. It's just the sound of a pump.
How much? Like a hum?
Just a small, maybe a slight winding sound to a hum.
So they're running now, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's the 113,000 gallons a day.
That's the seawater.
That's the seawater, right. Okay. How deep are the intake and outfalls?
The intake is approximately about 5 to 6 feet below the top of the water at low tide. And there's not a lot more water than that.
Are they kind of right next to each other?
They are probably within 3 feet of each other. Although the discharge is much higher for a discharge, so it actually probably three falls at low tide into the water.
What's the diameter?
4 inch on the intake and the output. 4 inch PVC pipe is what's used.
You said you were running this system and then stopped to start the licensing process, and it was working fine. And you were monitoring time?
Well, it came as a result of Mike doing, you know, discovering that we did not have a discharge permit, and the question was whether we needed one, and you know, you can speak to that.
Previously, you had mentioned the temperatures were negligible. Well, it's my belief the previous management looked at this system and considered it exempt because of the temperatures. They didn't meet the range that required a permit. So I know there was communication between the DEP and the previous managers about this system. So the state knew about it. When I came on board, I guess I'm just not comfortable with not having this permitted. I want the state to know about it. I want you guys to know about it. I feel safer having this permit in place to protect both Dragon and you guys. So I decided that because this oil-water separator and the condensate could become an issue, I brought it to a head and brought it for the state to permit it. So that's why we're doing it.
And it ran how many years before the... I'm trying to find out the extent of your experience with the system prior to your shutting down to get the permit started.
The system was purchased in 2005 and probably was operational, you know, beginning in 2006, in that time frame.
Is there going to be a time when it's shut down if this new process is put in? You have to turn off all the pumps and...
No, we wouldn't have to.
No, everything's already in place.
So the only thing that's happening right now is that it's being taken off.
Right, that the condensate is not being discharged. Everything still functions.
Where is that being discharged now?
It's being collected in a tote and transported back to Thomaston for disposal with the rest of their oil and water.
Does anybody else on the coast of Maine do the same process? There's thousands of them. Every naval ship has one of these systems on it. So I was told. This is not, I mean, what we have here is not, it's certainly not new technology. A lot of marinas and, they have mostly to cool. After coolers are typically used when you have multi-stage compressors that are cooling the air between stages. So, and that's what's happening on most naval ships.
Are there any other questions? Or?
So you're saying five or six feet down below low tide?
Yeah, approximately. I mean, I'm just going by memory.
And the discharge one was above the intake?
The discharge is probably, what you say, like 6-7 feet.
Above high tide?
Above high tide.
Okay, so are they like right next to each other? Are they?
They're probably about
a couple feet apart. 3-4 feet apart.
So for the next steps, Dragon will be submitting this application to the DEP next week. It will be open for public comment to the DEP, as was identified in the notice. And then the DEP will issue a draft permit.
Is there a particular DEP person now who's going to be working this?
Greg Wood. Well, we want to thank you for coming and expressing your concerns, and we hope you understand the discharge better.